Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everyone. This is Arab English Radio.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Bita at your service.
Very happy to meet you here, Bita.
It's a nice pleasure.
Okay, this is Youth Station. We're having another episode.
Yeah, it is IRIB English Radio, and
yes,
we are at your service. It's a big pleasure. We're going to have a nice discussion together.
Before we forget the main thing, well, this is Asma. Hope you do not forget my name.
Yeah, my sister Asma. So today we're going to have a hot topic, I think, because
of course,
we're going to talk about mind and brain conflict, you know, and between at least conflict between heart. And, you know, for example, there are some times in your life that, for example, your mind can see something, but your heart isn't, for example, consider and recognize that thing, you know. And first of all, I want to start with a point. Most of the time, people think that there is an opposition between these two. I mean, they think like, okay, for example, if something
So we're going through a scientific discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Not that much scientific. I think psychologic more than scientific. And they think like, okay, we're going to talk about the opposition between these two. That, for example, when your heart wants something, exactly that thing is not true.
The heart and the mind.
Yeah, exactly. But today, I'm going to just tell you that this is not about a position. It's about distinction between two of these things.
Now, well, I would say it's about a position.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I do not agree with you. Because it's not like that, you know. When you say a position, it has a really strong vibe, you know.
Okay, Bita, let me clarify it from the very beginning.
Okay.
So we have this story which has got a very long history, you know what I mean? But ever since human beings have been brought into this world, there was this war between the heart and the mind.
Yeah.
So there are things your heart can see, but your mind cannot.
And vice versa.
And vice versa, of course. So there is this fight that you have to overcome it in yourself.
Exactly.
When you are alone, sitting by yourself, and having some discussion with your own self, talking about something which is in favor of your heart, then your mind would come in the middle and be the one who's going to be the opposite side.
Exactly.
And the reverse, exactly. So there are some times that your mind is telling you something, but your heart does not actually...
I do agree with this part, but the thing is, you know, you shouldn't choose one of them. You have to make a balance between two.
Now, with this one, I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Bita, when you are stuck between these two, between your heart and between your mind.
You know, I don't want to talk like I'm a cliche or an ideal person.
Yeah.
I want to be myself. Actually, I think that there are, for example, different topics in this world, and you have to just recognize them and distinguish them. So
this is the difficult part. How to distinguish, how to make a balance.
I think it comes from experience. You have to experience other things. And I think one important aspect of this actually topic is about our communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you are in contact with other people, always there are some boundaries, there are some limitations that your mind is just trying to tell you
exactly.
that you have to consider them.
It's a reminder, but,
yeah,
always telling you
exactly.
what to do, what not to do.
All the people around the world just yeah. want to see other people as ideal as they want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're searching for something like Medine Fazile or, you know, an
utopia.
Ideal thing. Because of that, I think our heart, despite seeing all the discrimination, corruption, mm-hmm. every bad thing in this world, they just want to consider it as something that is not really in this world, you know.
So you mean,
as
far as I got what you say that there are different things in this world. Some of them are ideal, and our mind is trying to tell us about the ideal.
No, our heart is trying to tell us about the ideal.
Really?
You know what?
I thought the otherwise. It's always the mind that is telling
us
about the ideal.
Our heart, you know, deep in our heart and our soul, we're searching for something which is ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, somewhere deep in your brain, you know that being ideal, being perfect, you know, having no defect or something like that is impossible.
Yes.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. You cannot be perfect because you're human and human is true. And because of that, I'm telling you that we are not going to accept everything about this world.
Mm-hmm.
Just we're going to see everything we want to see. And this is about heart, not mind.
Well, I should disagree.
Why?
Again, this
Why?
Time I will disagree because it's always the mind that is taking us to the ideal. You know, the heart is free as a bird. So it would never tell you, you
Maybe
have to be like...
Maybe your heart is free. You know what I'm telling you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a kind of a special individual in this world, and you have your own characteristic person and something.
No,
but
trust me. It's this way for everyone.
No, not
All
me.
All the people
not
that...
Not me.
Okay, you are the exception.
Yeah.
See, exceptions do not break the rule.
I do
well,
agree
for
that.
All the people all around the world, let's say just it's in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I would say that it's the mind that tells us that you should be perfect, you should be this or that. But then the heart is just like your sibling, is your partner in crime. It would take you wherever your mind does not really want you to go.
I do agree with what you're saying, but
mm-hmm.
I think there is a misconception and misunderstanding here.
Yes.
You know what? I'm telling you that the power of seeing exists both in heart and mind.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, heart just resists accepting the things that doesn't want to accept, you know?
Oh my God, it's the mind that is always resisting everything.
At all,
why
are you telling me like that? It's like we're talking about something which is kind of different, you know, I don't know, your mindset or something like that.
Of course, but, we're two different human
yeah,
beings.
Exactly.
But before we get into that, let's go for a break. What do you say?
I do agree with that one. After a break, we're going to continue our conversation.
Of course, let's take a sip of water and go for a short break. We'll be back in no time, so stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We're talking about the long topic.
History
yes.
of mind.
And
heart.
The heart. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The debate. The struggle, the fight.
Yeah, we're struggling and fighting about the point that,
mm-hmm.
okay, we're going to be ideal and we want these, but which part of us
mm-hmm.
want exactly these parts? You know, it is our heart that persuade us to do these or our mind.
Yeah.
You are telling me that our mind is kind of more limited.
You see, the mind is the ruler. The mind is the ruler, like you're in a school. He
so
or
what
she
is, the,
is
heart?
The one who's telling
What
you.
Is the heart if the mind
the
is the ruler?
The heart is the
soldier.
No. The heart is the one that I told you, always is slipping away, always trying to fly like a bird, and you cannot put it in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it in a prison is going to hurt it, and then you would feel like broken. I don't know if you have ever recognized that. The logical people,
mm-hmm.
those people who always side with their brain, they have some very tragic stories to tell.
Not all of them.
Most of them, let's say.
Okay, I do agree with that one. But it's not like you're telling that heart is something that bad that will be free.
No, I'm siding with heart.
I'm going to do whatever I want to do and I don't care about what your mind telling me.
Yeah.
It's not like that, actually. I mean, for example, sometimes you have to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be passionate about something.
Yeah.
And it's not about mind. It's about heart. This is what heart sees in this life. You know, when you are really passionate about one thing, I don't mean, you know, just finding that thing is true or not. No. The thing I'm trying to tell you is that sometimes you want to do something and this passion, this favor is just coming from your heart.
This feeling, this fondness.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the depth of our soul is really connected to our heart. And our heart is connected to our brain. You know, you cannot just completely distinguish them and tell me that, okay, our heart is like a bird that wants to fly. No. You know, maybe even our mind sometimes deep in his or her heart want to be a bird to that. A bird.
You said heart, deep in her heart.
Yeah,
see?
Exactly.
See, we come to
so
that.
So we cannot distinguish them. Do you agree with that part?
Yes, there is a difference between both of them, between the heart and the mind.
Exactly.
So let's come down from utopia and talk about real human beings and what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
See, there is this heart and there is this mind.
Exactly.
We are put in the middle of this fight. So we are a kind of a tore apart in this battlefield. The heart is taking us somewhere and the mind is taking us completely the other way.
Okay.
So the thing in here is that sometimes in some situations, there's some certain things that the mind is trying to tell us, but the heart ignored to understand because it has been in a very special condition, like a kind of a patient who's going through a kind of sickness, and then they cannot have some special feelings. For example, when someone is madly in love with another person, their heart is going to get blind.
Exactly.
They cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot use their logic, anything. It's only the heart that is taking them toward a direction that might not be very much having a happy ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, in my life, you know, there is a rule that just tells me that follow your heart, but take your brain with you. At the same time, you know, and also, as Emily says, it's like there is no blessing better than your brain in this world.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you are blessed with brain and other creatures, you know, just don't have these blessing, you have to be different. You have to think different. And if you're gonna just follow your heart, you just you'll act
this
in
is
a way
not going to
which is
end
not appropriate
well, you
for
know?
Your
we have,
level of creation.
We have both of them, and we have to make use of them both.
Exactly. It's about balance.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're with me.
Balance and moderation always would do the best in our life.
Exactly. And another thing which I want to tell you is that you have to purify your heart, first of all.
Exactly.
If, you know, your heart is something, some place which is full of sadness, full of sorrow, full of, I don't know, hatred and anything, it's not like you can tell me that it's hard. It's not hard. Heart is pure. And first of all, I think you have to follow your brain in the first place to find the, you know, the best level of your heart.
Yeah.
And then you can follow your heart, your passion, and everything in this life will taste differently.
Well, Bita, you know what? I think we have to come at peace with both of them.
Exactly.
We should come to a point in which the heart and the mind sit together and decide together, hand in hand, not ignoring one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Living with heart is going to be dangerous. Living with mind alone is going to be so boring.
Exactly.
So we should come to a conclusion that heart and mind are two of the most necessary part of our life.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't ignore one of them.
And
also, we have it in our narrations that logic is the criteria for every single thing.
Yeah.
So we should make use of that. Though the heart is very important and we have to pay some attention to whatever she or he desires.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, both of them are important and you have to make a balance between these two. But you cannot always act as they are both the same.
Mm-hmm.
They are different. And sometimes you have to prefer one to another. and just try to be logical. And brain always shows you which is best for you. But heart is not always the best one.
Yeah, exactly. So we were talking about the fight between the heart and the mind. It's actually it has got a very long history, so we're not going to solve the world's dilemma in just 14 minutes.
There are many artworks and portraits, everything about this matter. And even it was one of the main matters in philosophy in literature.
Yeah, exactly. But the main idea and the gist of it is that go for moderation. Make a bridge between both of them and try to find peace between both of them.
Balance is the key.
Yeah, balance is the key point in here. So thank you for listening.
I hope you're enjoying all of this conversation.
Yes, and until another session, we
farewell.
Bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.